This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. Parts of North Texas have gotten a half foot of rain over the last 3 weeks, so it might seem a little odd to talk about drought. Still, we continue to be in a historic dry spell. And for this week's Friday conversation, a top drought expert at the National Weather Service's office in Fort Worth is here. Victor Murphy, welcome to the Friday conversation.
Hi, Rick. Thank you.
What kind of impact has all the rain in the last few weeks had on the drought?
Well, it's been very good news, Rick. Needless to say, ever since the devastatingly hot and dry summer of 2011, North Central Texas and the DFW area has been in the throes of a pretty significant drought, basically the worst since about 1980 or so. But recently, the above normal rainfall here since January 1st has improved drought conditions. In fact, the reservoirs which serve the Dallas area and the Fort Worth area have each bumped up about 15% over the past 3 months. So instead of being about 60 to 62% full, now they're about 70 to 73% full.
So what's the significance of this change in reservoir levels?
Well, needless to say, there is a whole lot of extra customers in the Dallas-Fort Worth area since, you know, these last lows that we're talking about here in the 1980s. The population of DFW Metroplex has about doubled since the last time the reservoirs were this low. The current population is about 6.5 million people, and back then it was about 2.8 million or 3 million people.
Let's talk about the new drought map that was released yesterday. I'm seeing a lot less extreme drought. 2 weeks ago, 13 counties in the DFW area had at least parts of them with the darkest red on the map. Today, it's only 6 counties. How significant is that change?
2 weeks ago, Dallas County, or a lot of Dallas County, was in exceptional drought, which is D4 on the map. It's about a drought that is expected once every 50 to 100 years. And most recently, I think most of Dallas County is now in severe drought, which is D2. So we've seen about 2-category improvement in drought in the Dallas area, as well as Collin County and Rockwall County. The drought in general has been improving from east to west.
It's still pretty rugged, though, as you move a little west and north. Wichita Falls, that area, still seems to be pretty serious.
Absolutely. Wichita Falls is probably having their drought of record. Their reservoirs are running about 20 to 25%. Of capacity. You can compare that to the 70% where we're at. So
they're down by 3/4.
Yeah. It is probably the most significant drought on record for that area going back to the 1900.
Now, has Wichita Falls gotten any relief over the last several weeks, several months?
Minimal relief, but not as quite as significant as we've seen here. In general, as you go from east to west across Texas, the amount of precipitation drops off.
As you look ahead here, what's the bottom line, I mean, climate-wise, for North Texas?
If we're going to see prolonged improvement around here, we need to get rain when it's supposed to rain. We've had halfway decent rainfall in 2013 and 2014. The problem is it came very intermittently, so we'd get, you know, say, one good rain event for a day or two, then it wouldn't rain for 2 weeks, and then it would rain again. Well, in the meanwhile, the soil's dried out, and the soil moisture is near zero, so very little of that precip runs off into the rivers and streams and area reservoirs. By getting the soil moisture up, which we have right now, should improve things around here, especially in May and June. May and June are the two wettest months around here, and those are 2 months where we should see the most improvement.
Victor Murphy of the National Weather Service, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Rick.